Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Ein Ayav, Maran HaRav Zatzal. We are holding in Maseches Shabbos B'Siyata Dishmaya, Daf Samech Beis, and we are learning the Pasuk in Yeshaya that describes various reasons for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and this Shir should be Eschus, Le'ili Nishmas, Hayeled, Elisha Chanina, Ben Yedid Nafshi, Harav Aaron Avram, Zichrono Livracha. In the previous Shiurim, we saw the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem Yan, Ki Gavu Benos Tzion, because the Benos Tzion were very high, meaning that they walked with an upstretched posture, outstretched with an upright posture, which we said meant that they didn't feel they had a bend for anything, they didn't lack anything, they felt they all had it in themselves, which is the despicable midah of gaiva, of arrogance, of haughtiness. It's no good. They would walk with outstretched necks, Shayim Hachos Ekev Bitzad Gudol, the Gemara says, which teaches us that their head was detached from the rest of their body. Their body didn't need the direction of their head, of their seichel. We discussed this at length, V'siyad Dishmaya. And now, we continue in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. It says, Umisakros Einoyim. This is the Pasuk, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Tes Zayin. What does it mean, Umisakros Einoyim? So the Gemara explains, Dahavu Molon Kuchla Le'einayhu Umiramzun. They would fill up their eyes with blue, and they would hint. What does this mean? So, the girls are putting on makeup. For that, you're going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. There are worse sins than that. Who says it's Bechlal a sin? Umiramzan. And then they would hint. So obviously, it's much more than just girls trying to look pretty. There's obviously here something very, very severe. And now, we are going to see what that is. Haktzavos, says the Rav, Pokshim heim ze et ze, mitoch ha-ga'ava, ha-overet kol gvul. The extremes, the ends, meet each other with gaiva, with arrogance, that exceeds all limits. Hamaskemet shekvar higia ha'adam lemarom hashlamato ad she'eino tzarich od levakesh ve'lishof hashlama pnimit amitit. That agrees that man has already come to the apex, to the zenith of his perfection, and needs no longer to strive for true internal perfection. Hanefesh hachofeset heitev et tochen hapnimi shela margeshet miyad birekaniuta ve'afsuta. The soul that searches very well for its internal content feels immediately its emptiness and its nothingness. Shekevan shechaser le'adam oto tochen ha'chayim shel chefetz ha'italut b'pnei ersa shel ha'ga'ava. That because a person lacks that content of life to desire to elevate himself because of the poison of gaiva. Remember that? Gaiva is poison. But you want to eat poison? Kvar en lechayav shum tochen. The person's life no longer has any more meaningful content. So we have a person who believes that he reached his shleimus. He doesn't have to seek anything else. This is the extreme. He says, I made it. I made it. I don't need anything else. I have it all within me. I don't have to search for shleimus because I already have shleimus. I'm perfect. I don't have to fix anything. When a person looks inside their soul, they're aware that they lack a lot. They lack a lot. Why do they lack so much? Because when they look in their soul and they feel its emptiness and nothingness, they see that since they are no longer searching for greatness, they're now nothing. When a person is satisfied, is complacent with who they are and what they are, and they say, I don't need to grow anymore, then they feel this emptiness. Now, when a person feels empty, when they feel a vacuum, they have to fill the vacuum. ולמלא את הריקניות הנוראה מוכרחת היא למצוא את עולמה לא בקרבה פנימה כי אם בחוץ. And because a person is feeling so empty on the inside, what are they going to do? This, sweet friends, by the way, is the story of modern culture. The Rav is writing 100 years ago, let's say, probably more, and he's telling us the story of 2018. A person feels so empty inside, they don't know how to fill this emptiness. They feel miserable. So what do they have to do? They have to go outside in order to get Yishur Mibachutz, in order to get this affirmation from others that they're important, that they matter. B'mitziat chen shel ha'sviva. They have to find favor in the eyes of their society. Nimtza shehahitgadlut hakitzonit shehaita chafitza lehitgader ba nehefechet la l'shiflut gdola. It emerges then that this external, this extreme desire to become great, that a person wanted to make themselves outstanding, exceptional, now becomes a tremendous shiflus. That's how the Rav began. Haktzavot pokshim heim ze et ze mitoch hagava uveret kol gvul. The extremes meet each other when there's gaiva. What's the extreme? The extreme is that a person has such a desire to be great. I want to be the man. I want to be the star. And because of that, they delude themselves into thinking they are that great. That's their desire. They have to be number one. I mean, all of life, we know, is about being number one. If you ever watch sports, as I did in my youth, how many times do you see this? We're number one. We're number one. What does that mean? The answer is, it means a number not far from one. It means zero, zilcho, nada, garnished, ephes. But all of society is based on being the best. We make the best product, or the best company, or the best restaurant is the best food, the best ice cream in the Middle East, the best pizza, the best falafel, the best basketball team, the best baseball team, the best football team, the best boxer. You can't make the best boxer. What's the 121-pound guy going to do? Saying he can't beat the 250-pound monster. So, you have the heavyweight, the middleweight, and the lightweight, and the flyweight. So you give everybody a chance to be the best in their weight class. To be the best, you have to go to the Olympics. And you have to work for 10 years. 10 years. You have to get up every morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, exercise, prepare, 12, 14, 16 hours a day to go to the Olympics and to win a gold medal, which is worth, including the strap, $6.25. Kacha. That's the world. But I want a gold medal. They stand there so solemnly and play the anthem. Psh, oh, a hero. This person just needs society to tell him that he's great. And then because of that, because a person will do anything to be great, they reach this shiftless. That's the other extreme. They reach this. They go down to the depths of depravity, the depths of lowness, of beneath anything that a normal person would do. The Guinness Book of World Records. Wow. See that guy? He ate the most hamburgers in an hour. He ate 193 hamburgers in 1 hour. Wow. You know, spend the next 6 months in the hospital, you know what I mean? Just pop it, couldn't take it. Caused such a havoc in his, you know, digestive system. But he ate those hamburgers. Wow. And this guy, see him? He ate 13 nails. He set the Guinness Book of World Records. Why would somebody eat nails? Or sleep on nails? Or walk on nails? Because they get into the Guinness Book of World Records. So if you go to the Guinness Book of World Records, basically, it's like reading, you know, the DSM. What's the DSM manual? The mental illnesses. It's a mental illness that a person has to be the best at of the most ridiculous things in the world. If somebody's in the Guinness Book of World Records, this person gave the most money in world history to charity. Mark Zuckerberg makes the Guinness Book of World Records. He gave $60 billion to charity. $5 million of which went to my yeshiva. That never opened up. But if Mark gives me the money, we can work that out. $60 billion. That's something to talk about. That's a Guinness Book of World Record. Ah, Givaldic. This person had the most consecutive Shmoneh Esreis without ever having a Hesach Hadas. He had Kavanah for every single word for 79 consecutive Shmoneh Esreis. Now you judge that. Theory. That's a record. Person of Kavanah for Shmoneh Esrei. But a lot of these records that people want to make, I remember once I was a kid, I lived on the west side in Manhattan, and there was a couple who was sitting in a window in a store, storefront window, and they wanted to set the world record for the most consecutive kisses. This guy and this girl just sat there. They just kept. So everybody knows it's nice to give a kiss, to receive a kiss. We all like that, I hope. It's normal. But not for 3.5 weeks. Crazy. Just crazy. But he wanted to set that record. Ani chozer al ma she'amar harav. Nehefechet la l'shiflut gdola. That's the shiflut. The shiftless, a guy sitting in a public store, storefront window where everybody can see him, and just kissing nonstop for days on end. That's shiftless. Kiss is supposed to be love. There's no love there. It's just, I want to get in that Guinness Book of World Record. Achi chafetza rak liot meshu'abedet למצב הנפש של הסובבים אותה, ותשתדל ביפוי חיצוני במידה מופלגת. So a person who's empty is looking out at society, and they'll do anything so that people say, ooh, ooh, does she look good? That's what she'll do anything. She'll do anything to get people, to get a guy's attention. It's a big shiftless. A big shiftless. A person has to feel, I'm attractive whether or not men look at me when I'm walking down the street or not. As a matter of fact, I'm much happier when they don't look at me walking down the street. I'm not an object. I'm something else. I'm a human being. And the shiftless is when the woman wakes up in the morning and she says, I am going to get dressed now. I'm going to pop those men's eyes out. She can do it. A woman has natural beauty. She works to enhance it. She walks down the street. Guys are going to look. Not everybody is Shomer Einayim, like the tzaddikim of Yerushalayim and Kiryat Sefer and Bnei Brak. And I have a secret for you. There are probably a few people in Yerushalayim, Kiryat Sefer, and Bnei Brak who are also nichshol from time to time. Not everybody is zocha to be Shomer Einayim every single time. And the ladies know that. And they want attention. So, not all women, Hashem. Talking about those who do. So they don't feel good about themselves. What do they need? They need the public. Public adoration. You see this especially with movie stars. They have to be in front of the cameras. They have to be interviewed. They have to be in the magazines. Go to this party and that party. And have to win an Emmy and a Grammy. What do these awards mean? Oh, but you recognize me. I'm the best supporting actress for a drama film in the year 2016. Psh. So I was able to play pretend. I pretended I was in love with a guy I really wasn't in love with. He pretended he was in love with me even though we weren't really in love. And then we pretended to have a fight. And then we pretended to cheat on each other. And everything is on camera, all that we did. Better for worse. And then we pretended to get back together. And then the movie ended. Now you feel good about yourself? Yeah. You know why? Because you know how much money this movie made at the box office? Do you know that I won an award? I won one of those trophies. One of those $8.50 trophies. Yeah. It's the world we live in. Shigan. Shigan. V'ashtadlut hazot לא תישאר רק בגבול ההסכמה, הלוקחת רק איזה זמן אחר כך, ואחר כך הרושם הולך לו. כי אם היא מטבעת עמוק יפה את המבוקש של התמכרות למצוא חן, עד שמלבשת את התנועות הטבעיות בזה הזרם, וזה הולך עד הקצה האחרון של אבידת העצמיות לגמרי, ושל שפלות הנפש היותר קיצונה, עד שבהתפשטותה באומה מביאה לה הרס גמור שמביא אותה לידי התרוקנות פנימית ולידי שפלות נוראה. It's a long sentence and it's not over yet. But in the meantime, the Rav said that this hishtadlus, this effort, isn't just something that becomes accepted in society that takes a little bit of time and then it passes. No. Rather, it makes such a firm stamp on society, so deep. This hitmakrut is a perfect word. Addiction. Anachnu chayim bedor shel hitmakrut. How many addictions are there? People are addicted to drugs, people are addicted to alcohol, people are addicted to gambling, people are addicted to the internet, people are addicted to sex. People are addicted to everything. I'm saying everything, you know. People, heard they inhale magic markers. You know, the smell of the magic marker. And then people get addicted to that. People are opioids. Opioid crisis in America is gefährlich. How many people die every year from the opioids people are addicted to? So, that's the world we live in. We live in this hitmakrut. The Rav is talking here about another type of hitmakrut. Also hitmakrut. Hitmakrut. Limtzochen b'nei azulat. This addiction to find favor in the eyes of other people. What are people saying about me? How many likes did I get on Facebook? Are people noticing me? until it encloses the natural movements with this flow, and it goes to the final extreme of losing one's own atzmius. What's atzmius? My sense of self. Magan Rav medaber po על הדבר הכי יסודי שאדם צריך לדעת בחיים. Something so fundamental. That a person has to have a proper sense of self, divorced from what people on the outside are thinking and saying. You have to know about yourself, not what other people think, what other people say. They're so immersed in what people are thinking and saying about them. What do you care what they think and say about you? Okay. It's the world we live in. You don't have to care. Much better if you don't. Otherwise you lose yourself. Who am I? I don't know anymore. People become actors. Their whole life is just playing pretend. They don't even know who they are anymore. You know, last time I was a murderer. This time I'm an adulterer. The next time I'm a thief. The next time I'm a bank teller. And the next time I'm a CEO. And every movie they become somebody else. And then when they go out in the public, they have to fake they're like this and fake they're like that. You ever notice all these famous people? In public, they seem so nice, so beautiful. So well dressed. They seem so nice and they're smiling and you have a picture of them. But then you find out in their personal life, not so I, right? What happened? The answer is, they're faking it. They don't go out there and say, you know, I'm addicted to drugs, my life is in shambles. No, they go out there. She looks good, she puts on her makeup, she puts on her dress, which is not really a dress, there's only a little bit of dress in there. It's just a tiny bit of material surrounded by loads and loads of human flesh. And, you know, she has to get the cutest guy, you know, with the wraparound sunglasses. And that look, you know, the movie star good looks. And they're walking together and they're photographed and they look like just such a beautiful, happy couple. And in the meantime, they're fighting. He beats her up. She's taking her drugs. He's drinking. She's drinking. They break up, they get back together, they break up, they get back together, they have a kid, they have another kid, then they break up, they get divorced, then they get back together, then they have another kid, then they get divorced again, then he's with this another one, she goes with another one, she goes with another one, she goes with another one, they repeat the same story each time. They have a baby, they have two babies, they break up. Sometimes they get back together, sometimes they don't get back together, they go to the next guy, oh, but I'm still friends with him, I'm still friends with her. They go to the next guy, the next guy, the next guy. How do you know all this? It's very simple. Go to any of their wiki pages. And you just see. You know, they chronicle what movies they made, and then it also chronicles how destroyed their personal lives are. Why? Why everything is so good? She's so happy and bright and intelligent and smiling. The answer is, because she's faking. And we live in a world of faking. And why does she fake? Because she would go out there, and she would reveal her true self, or him reveal his true self, then people wouldn't be interested in them anymore. People wouldn't like them. We want people to like us. We want people to respect us. And if people knew, they wouldn't respect her. So what do? We all do it to a certain extent. We hide our faults, and we try to display to society our positive qualities, that we're good guys or good girls. And this loss of the sense of self, and this shiflus hanefesh, what people will do to get a little bit of attention is so extreme that when it spreads out in the nation, it brings the nation Heres Gomor. It's destruction. Wreaks havoc. And it brings to this internal emptiness and this horrific shiftless sinking to the depths so low. Levakesh et kol kvoda v'rom muta rak be'ayin hazar, to try to find all of the honor and all of the romimus, all of the exaltation in the eyes of the foreigner, v'lo b'tocha pnima, but not within herself. עד שנעשים סדרי פעולות החיים מכוונים רק אל החנופה החיצונית. Until the daily order of life is that she's trying to flatter others. She's trying to get other people to say nice things about her, tweet nice things about her, write nice things about her. How many likes does she get? Oh, look at how many likes I got today. She puts up a picture. I don't know, but I'm told people go on Facebook and they put immodest pictures of themselves. People, they need people to look. To look at me. Otherwise, how are people going to look at me if I wear a bag over my face? People are going to look at me. No, I get up there and you got to do something and you got to make sure to draw the eye. People do it. Sometimes you got to go to extremes because, you know, there's so many other people doing it also. There's a lot of competition. If there's 7 billion people here vying for attention, got a lot of people to beat. V'lo dai b'zeh, kim od nivnet ve'olechet b'zot hashita gam kain eshtadlut shvela lehasev et ha'ayin ha'chitzonit al oto ha'yipuy ha'zar ha'chitzoni she'pe'ra bo ot atzmo v'lo tzedek v'sechel. Not only that, but they have to draw people, they have to beautify themselves in order to draw other people's eyes. To do anything, just to get some attention. Do something for the Guinness Book of World Records, make noise, do something wacky. But you also have to beautify yourself externally. And that's what it means in the Gemara, davu malin kuchla le'inayu. They would fill their eyes with blue. They would put on makeup. But why? What was the purpose? Not just because they want to feel good about themselves, because they want to look nice. There's something much deeper here. There's the kavana. And what's the kavana? What's the deeper kavana? The deeper kavana is, I want everybody to look at me. Umiramzun. And then they would wink. And then they would try to get the guy's attention. And that already is not just a lack of tznius. The Rav is talking about something much, much more than a lack of tznius. Lack of tznius is terrible. That a girl is trying to get guys to look at her. Boys aren't supposed to look at girls who aren't their own wives. You either look at a girl because you want to find out if you want to marry her, or because she's your wife. I'm talking about looking in a way of love and affection. We're not talking about looking where you're going or looking at the lady you're paying for your groceries for in the supermarket. Go to Fairway. You have the ladies there in the 16 different aisles. Go, pay, thank you, have a nice day. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about people who are looking in ways that are inappropriate for people not in that type of relationship. Also not talking about looking at your mother or your sister. Also, not the issue. We're talking about people who have a lack of tznius, that they want to draw eyes, that just guys should look at them, they should feel good about themselves. But the problem is not just that it's a breakdown in tznius. The problem is it's a breakdown in the entire sense of self. I don't matter unless he looks at me. So I have to do something. And what am I going to do? What am I going to do? So women today, they work very hard. A lot of women work very, very hard to do anything they can to get attention. Men also do. It's not only a woman thing. Here the Nabi is describing what women do. But people are desperate for attention. Why are they so desperate for attention? Because they don't feel good about themselves. There's something to just feeling good about who you are, and you don't need anybody else. You can just be all alone in the world. You're sitting alone in a room, and you feel great. And why do you feel so great? Because you're with the greatest person you've ever met, yourself. What did a famous African-American music star once sing that I remember from my youth? I hope she's in a good place now, but she's certainly not on the planet Earth. She's saying that learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. Now, I don't agree with that. Learning to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest love of all. Learning to love other human beings is the greatest love of all. That's Pasha. But there has to be something about yourself that you just love because you know yourself in a way that nobody else knows you. You appreciate who you are, and it's just natural, it's normal to love yourself and feel good about yourself. And you want to do things. You see how special you are. You want to do things to enhance that self-image of yours. Outside, regardless of what anybody else thinks, you know that you have a good heart. So you're just going to do things that strengthen that feeling within you, that you have a good heart. Again, it's not about you, God forbid. It's about doing what's right because it's right, because God said it's right. But there has to be a emotionally, some sense of self. You can't be. There's a level of being befattle yourself completely, and that you're nothing, and it's all God. So we'll leave that for now. I think that'll take a good few lifetimes for us to get there. I don't know so many people who've gotten there. We're talking about a pasha madrega of a person who just to feel good about yourself, to love yourself, appreciate yourself. And not because of what other people are saying. Because you know what happens? I'll tell you what happens. Sometimes somebody appreciates it. And they give you a compliment. We've all gotten this. And it feels good, right? What about a week later? You forgot it. You need another one. And another one. And another one. That's the way human beings are. Imagine a couple. He only says to her once in the yichud room. He says, listen, Shenechana, I love you. If I ever change my mind, I'll tell you. In the meantime, you're never going to hear about it again. Is that a good thing? And the first night, makes a good dinner. She says, Shenechana, dinner was delicious. You're a great cook. If anything ever changes about that compliment, I'll tell you. But in the meantime, assume it's true forever. You have to tell her, if you're asking me, to tell her tonight dinner was delicious, tomorrow night dinner was delicious, the next night dinner was delicious, and the next night dinner was delicious. And then the next night, and never forget one in your life. And every day that you love her, and every day that she's beautiful, and every day, everything that you can think of to make her feel good. That's as far as us, the complimenters. And obviously, goes in both directions. Men also need compliments. But an avoda a person has to have is that you can't be dependent on those compliments. You can't live your life because at some point they stop, right? Meaning, maybe you'll get another one in a week from now, right? But you're not getting every second. That one wears off. It's like lunch, right? Lunch wears off, you need dinner. Dinner wears off, you need breakfast. Compliments don't always work that way. And people generally aren't getting up in the morning and saying, how can I make you, this other person, feel good today? That's going to be the goal for my day. No. People generally, there's a big secret. I'm glad I'm saying it in such a private form. You know, nobody else knows except me and you and maybe a few other million people, however many, I don't know. It doesn't matter. Right? When people get up in the morning, they're mostly thinking about what they can do for themselves that day. Oh, I have to go to work. I have to go eat lunch. I have to go eat breakfast. I have to get in time for the train. I have to pay my bill. I have to pick my kid up from school. I have to. I need to. I'm tired. I have to go. I have to plan a vacation. I have to buy new shoes. They're not thinking what they can do to me. So if they see you, you know, you look good that day. It's, you look really nice today. Okay, per se. Maybe they'll say, maybe they won't. But then what if it wears off? So how about you just look good for yourself? This Maramzun was their downfall. For a woman to look attractive. That's normal. If she wouldn't care about how she looks, I don't know if she'd be a woman. It's a big question. I haven't met so many who don't care. I once heard from a person who's Osek with people with addictions and Bali Tshuva and different types. He's talking about the difference between men and women. So he once met a couple, and they were both Zerukim Kailu. Zerukim in modern Hebrew means they don't care about the way they look. Yes, their hair is all disheveled, and their clothing and ripped jeans. You know, the look. And he said to the woman, he said, you know, I know you don't really care about the way you look, but don't you look in the mirror in the morning to make sure that you look like you don't care about the way you look? She said, yeah. If the guy doesn't care about the way he looks, yeah, I'll be honest with you, I don't look in the mirror in the morning. Because I'm assuming I look the same way I looked yesterday and the day before and the day before and the day before. And, you know, if I didn't look yesterday, because I don't look in the morning, so at some point I saw myself, and some point in the future I'll see myself, I more or less know what I'm going to get. Yeah, if I haven't seen myself from age 6 until now, there's been a little bit of a change. My hair used to be very light blonde, and there's nothing coming out of my face. This took a while for it to grow. I had to get deep into my mid-20s until it started growing nicely a little bit. Still, yeah, they're longer, but I don't really care at that point. And, you know, changed. I changed over the years, I changed, but if I look, you know, every 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, not going to be any surprises. But a woman, she's supposed to want to look good. So that's not what the Gemara is saying. We're saying, oh, look ugly. There's another word says that. It's not healthy. Not good for society. Why? So why gross people out? That, oh, she looks so ugly. What a beautiful day it is today. That's not what we're supposed to do. But the point is, don't lose your sense of self. That I'm only important if other people are looking at me. The Meramzun, she has to do something with her face, color in her eyes, and then start winking to the guys. Ooh, she's attracting attention. She has blue eyes, she has blue eyeshadow. She's looking at all the blue, and it's a blue sky. And she's wearing a blue shirt, it's all blue. And all of a sudden he falls in love and he asks her what her name is. She said, my name is Bluma. That's blue, it's all blue. So that's pathetic then. Because then it's all about, he looked at me, and then what happens? What happens when he stops looking at you? You got the next guy to look at you, the next guy. And then you lose yourself. And same thing with guys, you know? He has to put up his pictures on Facebook and he has to tell everybody what he did and who he met and where he went. Not about you anymore, the whole world. You just constantly meet people. And you're empty. And you get up to Shemaim, and then there's no Facebook and there's no likes, and it's just who you are, your soul. And these people are always looking for external affirmation. They're empty. And that's what they're left with. But if you fill yourself up with God, you don't need anybody. You have Hashem. You have Hashem in your soul. You have this godliness, this holiness, this specialness. Look at the qualities that Hashem gave you. That's the goal. Tell, sweet friends, this is just like one piece. This is Os Chof Tes. In Perek Shishi and Enaya, thousands to go, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach and the financial means. And we should be Zocha Lilmodu Lulameid, Lishmor V'lasis, so the kind is called Divrei Salma Terasa V'Yahava, Amen V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.